I'm Bill Keyes, also Vakiva, and Shua's uncle. I wish he would act more like a deferential nephew to me, but he doesn't, and congratulations to him for that. I would like to thank you, Ruth, for your service on this board. A decade is a long time. I remember when you were elected, and I remember our many meetings together, disagreements, agreements, voting on one side, voting on the other side. But that's the nature of politics. And I want to particularly thank you, Ruth, for your seconding the motion to name the new elementary school General Vang Pao Elementary School. That means an awful lot to me. And your strong response to criticisms of this in the emails and in the postings, they mean a lot. They gave words to feelings. And that's very, very important. Thank you for that. And to Shua, I particularly want to thank you because I remember at my very first forum, you were sitting in the audience, am I right? And you asked me, what have I done for the Hmong community lately? And I said, well, I taught a lot of Hmong. And some of those that I taught are, in fact, working in the school system now. And I had no idea, of course, that I would be eventually attending your first fundraiser with Andy at the Hong Kong Cafe to help you run. I had no idea that you and I would be working at Kashia House together. I also had no idea that you and I would be sitting down together at that meeting where the mob showed up telling us to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and you and I sat alone at the end of the table. They had run out of room at the table, so they had our seats together in one microphone. Everybody else had their own. I do remember that, or at least their own separate space. I remember seeing the visual of that, and I said, is there a statement going on here? I don't know. But I thought it was funny, in a way. And after people stood, said the pledge, you and I sat. Everybody sat down. Things seemed to settle down. I seemed satisfied. You did, too. You turned to me quietly, and you said, Bill, I'm going to have to stand to say the pledge and give my own speech. And I respected that because you were doing it on your own terms, at your own time, at your own pace. And I said, well, you've got to do what you've got to do. And I rubbed my head and said, oh, no, I got to sit down again. And I did, and you stood, but they stood following you this time. You didn't stand following them. I appreciate our working at Kashia House, and I don't know if you recall, but on a retreat about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, I said one of my greatest dreams is to have a new elementary school, the first new elementary school in Madison, named after a Hmong. I had no idea, of course, that when it would come and who, what the name would be, but it's one of those times in life when dreams come true, and I thank you for that, and I thank you for the time on the board, and the meetings, and again, the agreements, the disagreements, the democratic discussion back and forth, and you're holding firm to your principles. I knew you were a man who could be depended on that way. Thank you very much for bringing so much joy into my life and into this community, and as Andy said, the historic moment that you brought to this city, to this state, to this country, being elected to this school board, and to the Hmong, who look up to you with enormous admiration. Thank you very, very much for all you've done.
Thank you. Board members, as customary,